Here are today's top stories. New conspiracy theories are suggesting that Hillary Clinton had a body double when she came out of her daughter's apartment after the fainting spell on Sunday. Her weight, her nose, and the length of her fingers are being scrutinized online. Hey, I could buy that there are several robot Hillarys all over the country, Manchurian candidate style, to make sure that the DC industrial complex can retain power and keep the fat cats feeding from the trough. Or, I don't know, she took a shower? Either way, they both make sense, right? But which one makes more sense? Yeah, the shower. A congressional committee was busy at work today investigating Hillary Clinton emails again. A State Department staffer was a no-show for the hearing, saying that he will evoke his right not to testify. Some in Congress consider this a witch hunt to give Clinton a black eye during the presidential run. But others say this is a witch hunt to give Clinton a black eye during a presidential run. So either way. Let me just say, if this was such a big deal, why not follow what Newsweek is reporting and ask George W. Bush to testify about the 22 million missing emails he's got from his administration, not to mention avoiding subpoenas and hiding material sensitive to the war in Iraq, and that Colin Powell has told the press he did the same thing that Clinton did. But you know what? The past is the past. And more importantly, didn't Clinton's arms look hairier when she came out of her daughter's place? I mean, I don't think it's her. I think it's the man, baby. Just excuse to get a Austin Powers quote in there. Every show you gotta. A piece of concrete fell from the rafters at Union Station and hit a passenger, causing a skull fracture. So I guess you can't say, well, my train's late, but it could be worse anymore. No word on whether or not this will expedite the renovations at the old train station. Oh, this just in. It won't. A new report says that 50 years ago, the sugar lobby worked to pin all bad food news on fat. Yep, creating the diet craze and all that comes with it, when in fact, sugar has been the big culprit for this country's obesity epidemic and heart disease. When asked for comment, sugar was like, shh, 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 just take another spoonful. You know you love me. Shh. How can I stay mad at sugar, right? You just can't. So good. The damage of Grant Park during this year's Lollapalooza is up over $400,000. No worries. Lolla picks up the tab. Although the park is closed to the public while fixed. But hey, no charge to the taxpayers. But 400 grand to fix damage to a park? How expensive were those flowers? How much money is Lolla making on this deal? Actually, the better question is, how much is Chicago making off of Lolla? It better be more than 400 grand. In weather, the last perfect day of the year? Possibly. Rain and cool weather coming through next. In sports, the Cubs' magic number down to 3 after last night's victory against the Cardinals. Kyle the Calculator Hendricks was adding up outs last night, but he came up a few short of a no-hitter right after umpire Joe West wouldn't let the infielders come in to talk to Hendricks, which made Coach Madden mad. He was ejected, and in the melee, well, Chapman was able to warm up, so everybody wins, right? You know who doesn't win? Umpire Joe West, because I know his name. I'm not supposed to know the umpire's name. Who's this guy? He gone. The Cubs send Ham Jam Jason Hamill to the mound tonight in St. Louis. The Sox try to play spoiler with the Indians, who currently lead the AL Central. The Sox won last night. Let's see him try to win 2 in a row, shall we? How cool would that be? Unprecedented. The Indians are 6 games up on the Tigers right now, so who cares? The Bears' Jekyll and Hyde performance on Sunday and the loss to the Texans hurt them in the weekly power rankings. Most analysts have them near the bottom of the league, including Phil Simms, who has them 30th. That's just ahead of the Rams and the Browns. Let that sink in, Bears fans. The Rams and the Browns. Fox talked to the media today and announced no new injuries. All the injuries, the same as before. So there you have it. Tons of info for you, the Bears fan, to consume. The Rams and the Browns. Ugh. Big game for new linebacker Jarrell Freeman, though. He was credited with 17 tackles on Sunday. Wow, Freeman wears number 50, which is absurd, right? I know the Bears organization went crazy retiring numbers back then, but suck it up and make him wear something different, like number 39. I know Lemuel Stinson was good, but he wasn't Singletary good, right? 39. Jarrell Freeman, welcome to your new number. You're going to be great. 39. In WNBA news, MVP Elena Delladon underwent thumb surgery and will be out for an undisclosed amount of time. Not good, with the playoffs right around the corner. I should probably fact check that, because I really don't know when the WNBA playoffs begin. And finally tonight, who needs safe spaces and trigger warnings when you're the top three? The University of Chicago was named the third best university in the country by U.S. News and World Report. The only two schools ahead of them, Harvard and Princeton. Other schools in the area, Northwestern was 12th, University of Illinois was 44th, and ITT was 86th. Oh, I'm sorry. No, they were 86th. Sixth. Okay, close. Got it. My bad. That's the carryout for September 13th, 2016. Hey, I hope you like your paper bags greasy. Hey, deal with it. It's the mark of a true Chicagoan. La, la, la.